This podcast is a service of South Canyon Baptist Church in Rapid City, South Dakota. For more information about our church, visit southcanyonbaptist.org.
Hello, South Canyon. Welcome to this podcast discussion with Pastor Brent and myself. And we thought that today we would take a few minutes to talk about the Christmas series that will be launching, what is that, December?
2nd.
December 2nd. I think we'll have, what, is that 3 weeks?
Four weeks.
4 weeks. Okay, well, I was close. 4 weeks of this Christmas series. You do a Christmas series every year, Brent. Every year kind of try to take a different angle on the Christmas stories. Obviously, the incarnation is absolutely essential to our salvation. And a major part of the, obviously, the story of Jesus, it's critical. So why don't you give us a little bit of a sense of where you're going with the Christmas series this year?
Sure. The series that we're planning to do, that I'm planning to do this December, is made up or will consist of texts that aren't necessarily always thought of or regularly thought of, popularly thought of as Christmas texts, but they definitely are at the heart of what Christmas is all about. We're going to call the series Downward Mobility. And if you look that word up in the dictionary, it says the movement of an individual, social group, or class to a lower status. And so that's really what Christmas is ultimately all about. It's the meaning behind the story behind the story of Christmas, that God the Son condescended and was made man. The condescension and incarnation of Jesus Christ is what Christmas is all about. And so what I thought we might do is just very quickly mention and read through the texts that we'll walk through on those Sundays in December. One Sunday we'll look at Philippians 2, verses 5 through 11. That's a text that probably is familiar to many Christians, but may not have been necessarily a passage that you think of, that Christians think of in connection with Christmas, though it is. It says, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus." And then verse 6 says, "Who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing," some texts say emptied himself, "taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by being obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross." And then verse 9, "Therefore," that is because of all of this, "God has highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." So we'll dig into that text as it helps us uncover some of the majesty and mystery, really, of what Christmas really means, what happened at Christmas, what was behind it and underneath it all. Another text that we'll look at is Ephesians chapter 4. And in a sense, we're going to be looking at the same thing for 4 weeks, but looking at it from four different texts, and in a sense from four different angles or in four different ways. In Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 through 10, it says, "But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore," it says, "when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men." In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he had also descended into the lower regions, the earth? And so again, that's talking about what we're going to be looking at and thinking about in this series, the fact that he descended, that Christ descended into the lower regions, that is, to the earth. He also descended, he who also descended is the one who also ascended far above the heavens, that he might fill all things. So we'll talk about the same thing, that the amazing truth of the incarnation and the condescension of Jesus, God becoming flesh, looking at that text. Then in Hebrews, there's another text that says something very similar, again, talks about the same thing, but in a different way. It's Hebrews chapter 2, verses 5 through 10. And there it says, "Now it was not to angels that God subjected the world to come of which we are speaking. It has been testified somewhere, 'What is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little lower than the angels. You've crowned him with glory and honor, putting everything in subjection under his feet. Now in putting everything in subjection to him, he left nothing outside his control.'" And here's the focus here that we'll have. "At present, we do not yet see everything in subjection to him, but we see him, meaning Jesus, who for a little while was made lower than the angels, namely Jesus, crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death, so that by the grace of God he might taste death for every man. So, and then one last text that we'll look at in the series, the fourth, is 2 Corinthians 8:9, just one verse, but there's a lot here that we can unpack. Paul says to the Corinthians, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might be made rich." So that's another way that Paul speaks about what happened when God the Son left heaven to be incarnate and to become a man for our salvation. So that's the thing we're going to just really dig into. It's one thing in one sense, but it's one thing that thousands and thousands of pages could be and have been written about, the mystery of the incarnation, God becoming flesh. So that's what we'll be digging into on the four Sundays before Christmas.
Yeah, and for him to be our Savior, he had to live the life we didn't live. He had to obey the law that we broke. He had to be the second Adam. He had to fulfill all righteousness. And so the incarnation is the proof, the beginning point, I guess, of that from beginning to end. And that's why he can be a sacrifice for human sin, human sinners on the cross. And then his resurrection. Obviously, the scriptures talk about him being the firstborn. So he is the first glorified, resurrected human being, too. So much mystery, so much glory. I would just challenge us all to not take the Christmas story lightly. I think we do know a lot of these things, or think we know them, but we ought to drive them deeper into our hearts and minds, meditate deeply, and take a fresh look at them, and realize just the weightiness and significance of of the incarnation.
And I think the width of this and the depth of this is just enormous, really, as we dig into it a little bit over these four Sundays. Because for God the Son to die for our sins, he had to take on flesh and blood to die. He had to become human, truly human. And yet he had to be God. The God-man had to die for us, because there's the only way that a man's death could satisfy the justice of God and the wrath of God for our eternal salvation, rather than our eternal condemnation, would be for one who is infinite, therefore God, to endure an infinite penalty for us on the cross. So, you know, the series will obviously talk about the mystery of the fact that Jesus was fully divine and fully human, and how both are essential and necessary for the gospel to be what it is, and for the salvation, for our salvation to be, to become a reality.
So. Yeah. So I would encourage you to begin reading these texts, rereading them, meditating on them, highlighting them, underlining them. The first text is Philippians 2:5-11. And then the second text will be Ephesians 4:7-10. And then Hebrews 2:5-10. And then 2 Corinthians 8:9. So go ahead and begin to prepare your heart and begin meditating on those texts, and I think that if you do that, you'll actually get more out of the sermons, and it'll be a sweet time in God's Word, and really shape your heart in joy towards what God has done in Christ to come to earth to save us. So thanks for taking these few minutes to listen to this podcast. We certainly appreciate it, and we hope this has been an encouragement and builds some anticipation for you for a great December together. Thanks. See you later.
This podcast has been a service of South Canyon Baptist Church. Thank you for joining us today. We hope that this production has been an encouragement to you. May God bless you.